Chapter 8. Our Escape. Alan and I started our escape. Sometimes we walked and sometimes we ran. When we saw farms, Alan stopped to knock on a window and tell the news of Colin Campbell's murder and the soldiers in Appin. The farms and villages in the area had no other way to get news. We passed our first night in one of the farms. In the morning, we were in a valley where there was nowhere to hide.
"We have to get away from here quickly," said Alan. "This is a place the soldiers will watch. It's easy to see people who are walking through the valley."
We ran to the side of a river with three big wet rocks in the middle. Alan jumped onto the rocks and I jumped after him. I was very scared. Then Alan jumped to the other side of the river and I jumped after him again. This time I fell into the ice-cold water. Alan grabbed my hair and then my hand and pulled me out of the river. We began to run again, but I was wet and cold and I fell several times. At last, Alan stopped under a very high rock and we climbed to the top. There was a hole in the top of the rock and the hole was deep enough for us to hide in. From this hiding place, we looked down on the valley below us. I went to sleep and Alan watched for soldiers. He woke me a few hours later and pointed to some soldiers in the valley below our rock.
"Look, David," said Alan. "The soldiers came 2 hours ago. We'll probably have to wait until evening and then get past them."
The soldiers were so near that we heard them talking. It was a very sunny day and we were very hot, but we had to lie still and not move. In the afternoon, however, the soldiers became sleepy and we decided to jump down from our rock. We went slowly and quietly away from the soldiers and at last we escaped. That night we slept in a cave in the mountains. We hid in the mountains for a few days. We caught fish in the rivers and Alan taught me to fight with a sword. One day, Alan decided that he had to send a message to his cousin James Stewart. He made a cross with two sticks and tied one of his father's silver buttons to the cross. Then he put leaves from two different trees on the cross. "Why are you making a cross and why are you putting leaves on it?" I asked.
"A friend of mine lives near here," Alan explained. "When he sees the cross, he will know that it is a message from me. He will know where to find us when he sees the leaves of these two trees. He will take my message to my cousin, James."
That night, Alan went into the valley and put the cross in the man's window. He thought it was too dangerous to knock on the door and visit his friend. The next day, we saw Alan's friend walking up the mountain. He was holding Alan's cross in his hand and looking around at the trees. Alan shouted his friend's name and his friend came up to our hiding place.
"Alan Stewart," he said. "I know that you're in danger. What do you need from me?" "I am in danger," said Alan. "I need you to take a message to my cousin James and to tell me what is happening to him."
Alan wrote a letter to his cousin James Stewart, and then Alan's friend left with the letter. He came back 3 days later.
"James Stewart and many of his servants are in prison," he told us. "Here's a letter and a little money from Mrs. Stewart. She hasn't got any more money to send you."
"It's enough, thank you," said Alan, and his friend left.